Networks may describe how people connect. It's the communication and collaboration system. But the people who are connected might be thought of as a community. Typically, networks have been known to represent certain characteristics, cultures, and interests. But you may have been challenged more recently to find a role for allies and engage them in your activities. In other words, drawing in people who were previously outside your community. Look at how communities are supporting each other in times of crisis, and I think this helps set an example of how network members and allies can and should work together under an agile philosophy. The writer George Monbiot did a roundup of some of the mutual aid groups that proved so vital during the COVID-19 pandemic. In India, young people have self-organised on a massive scale to provide aid packages for daily wages, people without savings or stores who rely entirely on cash flow that has now been cut off. In Johannesburg, communities have made survival packs for people in informal settlements, hand sanitizer, toilet paper, bottled water and food. In Cape Town, a local group has mapped all the district's households, surveyed the occupants and assembled local people with medical expertise to step in if the hospitals are overwhelmed. In Belgrade, volunteers organised virtual coffee mornings and crisis counselling. In Prague, students are babysitting the children of doctors and nurses. In Ireland, two women set up a national SMS service for people who cannot buy groceries or medicines so that local community groups can deliver them. It goes on, and the full article and further reading is available in your materials tab. The point is that formal hierarchical processes have their limits. And when people who are vulnerable or on the fringes need help, it is often networks of people who form a community around a common goal that pick up the slack. Where a network is your system, a community is what unites you. Articulating why you want people to be an active part of your community is going to be more impactful than explaining how your network operates. So bear that in mind as you recruit new members and look for the value they can add in the grey, improvisatory space that surrounds your regular network activities. Monbiot says, you can tell a lot about a society from its quirks of language. We repeatedly misuse the word social. We talk about social distancing when we mean physical distancing. We talk about social security and the social safety net when we mean economic security and the economic safety net. In reality, while economic security comes or should come from government, and I would also say here businesses too, social security arises from community. One of the extraordinary features of the response to the pandemic is that during this self-isolation, some people, especially elderly people, felt less isolated than they had done for years, as their neighbours would ensure they're not alone. So while you're thinking about your communications, whether you're called a resource group or a network formally, you may want to consider varying the terms you use for different audiences who may not fully understand your strategy or governance or allyship, but can offer help as part of an agile community.